In the eastern Congo this week, fighting between Congolese militiamen and UN peacekeepers. According to a UN spokesman, the peacekeepers from Pakistan were fired on, and they fired back, killing 60 people. Correspondent Arnaud Zeitman of the BBC is in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa. Arnaud Zeitman, first of all, who are these militiamen in question?
The militiamen which were targeted by the UN are of a rebel group active in that eastern province of the Congo called the FNI. They are based on ethnicity. Their ethnic group is the Lendu ethnic group. It's a well-represented ethnic group in the area of traditional farmers, but which have been involved in a terrible inter-ethnic war for the last 6 years.
And what do we know about this fight between the UN forces and the militiamen that resulted in so many deaths?
Spokespersons for the UN have said that they had tried to peacefully disarm the militiamen under the terms of a peace deal which is supposed to be implemented here, but that the militiamen refused to be disarmed and fired at the UN, and the UN peacekeepers have retaliated, and in the course of the retaliation about 60 militiamen were killed and two UN peacekeepers wounded. But we have to bear in mind the fact that this incident took place only a few days after 9 UN peacekeepers were killed in the same area, allegedly by the same militia group.
In either case, this sounds like unusually robust activity by a UN peacekeeping force.
It is, but I think we have to bear in mind the fact that the UN peacekeepers have been deployed in that area for the last 3 years. They have not managed to bring an end to the activities of rebel groups and who are committing terrible atrocities against the Congolese civilians in that area. So the fact that the UN sent a strong message seems to be a willingness of the UN to launch a new strategy to disarm and impose peace.
Put this in some context for us. Is this particular region of the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo unusually beset by civil strife, or is the whole country in chaos?
The whole country is not at war. I think we have to distinguish the two wars which have been raging in the Congo for the last 7 years. You have the wider war, which has involved 6 different African nations. There is a peace deal which is on track. Now you have the other war, which is the inter-ethnic war in that particular district of Ituri, and that war is still raging. It's a war of gangs, and they target civilians from other ethnic groups. You don't have fighting as such, but you have a lot of massacres which have been committed in that area.
And does the situation appear to be improving at all, or is it getting worse?
It is improving in the towns. So far, the UN has managed to impose peace in the main towns of the area. But this is the breadbasket of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and people have been forced to leave their farms. They've turned into refugee camps. They depend on humanitarian assistance, so the local economy is disrupted. The other problem is that this is a very rich area. It's an area rich in gold and other minerals. So all this has made it an area of interest for the local militia groups.
Arnaud Zeitman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, you're welcome.
Arnaud Zeitman, BBC correspondent, spoke to us from the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kinshasa.